Hey everyone, welcome to episode 38 of Sits and Giggles. I am your host Casey, and I am joined by Krista. How you doing, Krista?
Not too bad, you Casey?
I am doing pretty good. We're here. We made it. We're at the week of the Rise of Skywalker. I thought this week would never come, and every time I just say it, we're here, I just can't contain my excitement.
It's a really exciting time to be a Star Wars fan. I think this is the most excited I've been since The Force Awakens.
Yeah, that's a pretty fair assessment. Like when The Force Awakens came out, like we just came off that like 13-year like lull or whatever with no Star Wars movies. We didn't know if we'd ever see one again, and then that movie came, and now we're at the end of the entire Skywalker saga, and like we're entering unknown territory from here on out. We don't know where like Star Wars is gonna go, but like we've reached like the end of this journey, and oh my god, I'm gonna get emotional during this movie. It's gonna be too much for me. Like
I got overtly emotional when we got the first like, so I'm going to be a mess. I mean, to be fair, the first time I saw The Force Awakens, I was a mess, too. So
Me too. This is the first time in my life I've ever bought tickets to see a movie twice in the same day.
Yes, I'm saying. That's wild.
I've never done that before. I may never do that again. But, like, I took the day off work, and I bought two tickets. Well, I bought four tickets, because but yeah, I'm going to go see this movie twice. Like, I'm going to see it like around noon on Friday, and then I'm going to see it at like around 7.
See, I hate that you're going to see it so much later after I am.
Yeah, okay, but you're seeing it Thursday night, right?
Thursday at 7 p.m.
Okay, so like you're going to see it, you're going to go home, you're going to go to sleep, and then before you know it, like I will have seen it, and then we can talk about it. So like it won't be that long.
Oh, I suppose.
And plus, you know, want you to, like, tell me the whole movie, but, like, you know I don't give a shit about spoilers, so, like, if there's something you really need to talk about, you can talk about it with me. I won't care. I'm gonna have questions. There's some questions I'm going to want
like,
you
I know
to...
I'm gonna have questions, yeah. So.
So, we're here. What are... Now, like, earlier today, I asked you to think of, like, some things you wanted for this. Well, okay, first, I didn't ask you to think of some things. I told you to think of some things you wanted. And then you replied with, like, the clone trooper saying, yes, sir. And then I felt like a giant dick. I felt like I was, like, ordering you around. And, like,
that wasn't my intention. It was I originally searched for the battle droid, Roger, yeah, but... The one right below it was the one of the clone trooper going, yes, sir. And I don't know if I liked it more, so I went with it.
Did you like how I replied with the older, like, clone troopers giving you the salute?
I did, because you are older.
Oh, okay. So we're going to go there. Okay. All right. Cool. No problem.
I'm sorry. I don't have Tim on here anymore.
So...
My sly little whoosh,
all right.
One-shots.
So before we get into the discussion about what we want to see from this movie, you bought a copy of Entertainment Weekly's Skywalker Saga issue, and you've got some trivia questions.
Did. So I actually went out and bought the Time Special Edition Star Wars one, as well as the Entertainment, but yeah, we got some trivia questions. So we're gonna test Casey's knowledge here for a quick minute.
Okay.
All right. It's broken down into three of the three trilogies. So originals, prequels, or sequels. Pick one.
Prequels.
10 through 18.
15.
Name the planet on which Obi-Wan discovers the clone army.
Kamino.
I was about to say, you're thinking way too long.
You know, okay, you know why? Because I was thinking battle droid army. in the Revenge of the Sith, but like I once I got my brain on the right track. Okay. Sequel trilogy.
19 through 27.
Is 23 the one you asked me off air?
Yes.
Okay, 24.
What is the name of the droid nicknamed BB Hate?
BB-90.
Correct.
Nice. All right. Let's discuss a little bit more, and then we'll go into the questions. So, tell me, what is, like, what's one thing that you want to see in this movie? If you had, like, if you have a wish list, and of your wish list, like, there's one thing that on that wish list you just had to see in this movie, what would you say it is?
To be honest, I want to see Hayden Christensen Force Ghost.
Okay.
I think he deserves to be brought back into this saga. I mean, he was an integral part, and he gets so much backlash and so much hate for things that were out of his control, like the horrible screenplays he had to work with. And I think, even if it's just, you know, just like a brief cameo, like somehow we see the Force or Force Ghosts standing in approval, whatever, I don't know. But I would like to see Hayden Christensen get to go out on a high note.
I'm going to take it one step further and say that, like, Force Ghost Con is actually my wish list. I want to see Anakin. I want to see Obi-Wan. I want to see Qui-Gon. I want to see Yoda. I know we're going to see Luke, so like that's not much of a stretch, but like I want to see all of them.
Give it to us.
What was that?
Disney. I said give it to us.
Yes. Disney. You have the money to pay all of these actors to come back. Like,
you also have the technology, even if they won't, to go rip an image from one of the other movies.
If you're just gonna do like them standing in approval and like not actually like interacting with each other, yeah, you could absolutely do like, you can do Qui-Gon, you can do like, yeah, you can do that.
Do all of them. So you have no excuse.
If you're just gonna do like all of them standing and like looking on in approval, like they did kind of like the end of Return of the Jedi, do you do Ewan McGregor Obi-Wan, or do you do like Alec Guinness Obi-Wan?
Ooh, that's a tough one.
Yeah. Because if you're going to have them like interacting, you got to do like the Ewan McGregor Obi-Wan. But like if he's not going to interact, like there's no reason why you can't just do like Alec Guinness Obi-Wan.
I agree. I think there's that. It could go either way depending on how, you know, involved the Force Ghosts are. Part of me just also wants to see Ewan McGregor Obi-Wan and Hayden Christensen Anakin have a brother moment. They've been through so much.
They have been. And they did not leave each other on good terms.
They didn't. And you know Yoda basically probably put them through their version of Master Padawan marriage counseling. Made them work out their ish.
Yeah. So that's at the top of my wish list. I want all the Force Ghosts that we know of to be in this movie. What's another thing you want?
I know we've kind of talked about it, and this has been a rumored spoiler, so spoiler, I guess. If you're listening to this, you're an idiot.
She's kidding. You're like not an idiot. Thank you for listening.
I'm not. But like, you know, this is going to be a podcast full of speculation. So, you know, there's going to be talk and chance of spoilers. That's all I mean. So, I kind of hope, like, I know it's been rumored that, and you, again, spoiler, sent me something that confirms this. There is a Leia lightsaber in play.
Yes. That is apparently true.
I think it would be cool, potentially, if we got some type of flashback of Leia actually wielding said lightsaber.
A flashback
Like, even if,
moment is
or,
on my wish list.
like, I would like to see her and Luke out doing Jedi shit together
I
or something
think,
similar.
man, I don't know about that one because, I mean, if they can do it right and they can do it like fairly quickly, I'm cool with that. I don't want it to be like, I don't want the movie to be like interspersed with like flashbacks like they do on Arrow.
No, I no. I agree with what you like. I mean something as simple as like a Force vision flash kind of.
Okay.
Like where we don't see something active. Maybe it's like the two of them fighting off something. Like you just see it like spurts kind of.
Honestly, even
Like not
like.
a blown clip, or if it's him like training her or something like
Yeah,
that.
like even if we saw like just the two of them training and like maybe they were training like in lightsaber like combat and we got to see them like sparring against each other.
Yeah.
I think that would be pretty cool. I just want to see like
I want to
Leia
see
being
Leia
a
be a
badass. Yeah.
She's always been a badass, Casey. What are you
Okay,
talking
I
about?
want to see her be a Jedi badass for like 2 seconds. That's all I want.
No, because I want the same thing, so.
Yeah. I think another one for me is I want to see some good cameos in this one. And I want to see like some. I want to see. There's one particular character I want to see come back, but I want to see some like good cameos. I want to see. I want to see like Wedge Antilles come back.
I thought we got confirmation that he was kind of
We
having a cameo.
so we don't have confirmation that he is coming back, but he had a pretty big part in the new book Resistance Reborn. Like in that book, he comes back to the Resistance, and I don't know why they would do that if Dennis Lawson wasn't coming back to be in this movie because that book pretty much like set him up to be like part of the resistance in this next movie. And sure, like they can just like completely like ignore that and like the majority of the audience won't know the difference. But the people who have read the book would feel pretty disappointed.
Yeah, I
But
feel like
like
it's one of those things, like why, if you're not going to put it in the movie, why put it in the book and
yeah.
have it be such a big thing?
And he doesn't even have to have, like, he could have as big a part as he had, like, in the original trilogy. Because, like, the thing, like, they brought, like, he kind of, like, came back to the Resistance. Leia wanted him to be, like, a leader. Like, she wanted him to, like, come back as a general and be, like, have, like, a strategic role in the Resistance. And at the end of the book, he was like, look, I can't do this. This isn't for me. I'm not a general. I'm a pilot. So, like, he's like, I'm going to go to the unknown regions. I'm going to gather some of our, like, supporters, and I'm going to hop back in an X-wing. So like we can literally just like see him like flying an X-wing like we saw him do in like the original trilogy. He doesn't have to have any. Okay. And then like I would love to see a cameo. Like we already know that like the ghost from Star Wars Rebels was in the trailer. J.J. Abrams said that like the Colossus from Star Wars Resistance was in the same shot, but like I can't find it. There's so many ships in there. But like I do want to see. I would just love to see like one of those like moments like we got like in the original trilogy where they're like, you know, all ships report in, and then we just get like the ghost saying like the ghost standing by and the Colossus standing by and
That would be
Red
awesome.
Leader standing by like and it's Wedge. Like yeah, I think that would be pretty cool.
That would be incredible.
Yeah, so that's like another thing on the top of my list. And then, well, I sent you that interview. Did I send you the interview that J.J. Abrams did?
Gab, you sent me.
Okay, so again, spoiler alert, fast forward like 3 minutes if you don't want to be spoiled on this cameo. It was the interview where like he addressed Ahsoka.
Yes, you did send me that.
Yeah, so if you're
The Screen
still
Rant link.
yeah, so like an interviewer like asked him who his favorite character was and Abrams said Han Solo, and the interviewer was like, oh, my favorite character is Ahsoka Tano. And JJ was like, Ahsoka, okay, well, you might want to pay attention closely during The Force Awakens. So, like, Rise of Skywalker. So, like, I don't think she would have a very big role. I think she would probably have, like, a blink and you'll miss it cameo, kind of like Chopper from Star Wars Rebels had in Rogue One, where, like, you just kind of, like, saw this, like, astromech droid rolling across the screen, and, like, to, like, 99% of the audience, it was just, like, another astromech droid. But, like, to, like, the people who watched, like, Rebels, like, they knew that was Chopper. Like, I think that, like, we'll see a scene like that. If I had to take a guess, I would say, like, you know, like, the one shot where we see, like, a whole bunch of Resistance people just, like, gathered around, and, like, it looks like they're listening to, like, a speech or something. Like, it wouldn't surprise me if, like, if you looked closely, like, if she was, like, there. Like, that's what I would be expecting if she had a cameo. So, Ahsoka is, like, at the top of my wish list. Everything's at the top of my wish list, but, like, I want to see Ahsoka.
He's got a lot of ones.
Every item on my wish list is my number one wish.
I would love to see Ahsoka. Just, like, even the briefest amount.
Ahsoka has gone on a journey of being, like, my favorite character in the cartoons to being, like, my favorite non-movie character to... It's really tough for me to love anyone more than I love Obi-Wan, but, like, she is close to being just my favorite character overall. Like,
that's impressive.
I've got a lot of love for Ahsoka Tano.
I mean, don't get me wrong, as do I. But my favorite character of all time is Leia. My second favorite character of time. Honestly, it's Rey. I think because I'm being, you know, a millennial Star Wars, grew up in the era, finally male Jedi. It has a lot to do with so high up for me. There's also really.
You...
Definitely top.
Krista, I think we lost you. Are you there?
Yeah.
You were breaking up really badly, and I'm sorry, but, like, I didn't hear a lot about what you said. I heard Leia, Rey, male Jedi.
I said I was so high up as equals, and, like, that's what their time peak being the female Jedi just now.
Okay, we're back. I think we have our technical difficulties sorted out. So, okay. Leia, Rey, male Jedi, go.
No, male Jedi. I think reason Rey is so high is because being a millennial and, you know, being a girl, growing up, the hero, the chosen one was always, you know, first it was Luke and then it was Anakin. And I think now the fact that we're finally getting to see it be a woman, like, I think that's awesome. I think that's largely why she's probably so high up. But just her character alone is really, really interesting.
If the day ever comes where, like, we get more, like, Rey stories and, like, we flesh her character out as much as, like, say, we've done, like, with Ahsoka,
mm-hmm.
I can I can see her like becoming my favorite character because like I do love Rey. Like she's my favorite character of the sequel trilogy. Big shocker, because you know how much I love Force users.
Yes.
But like she is my favorite character of the sequel trilogy. I could definitely I imagine if these movies came out when like I was 10 years old, I would completely like without like any like shame or reservation be like pretending to be Rey, just as much as like I pretended to be like Luke or like Obi-Wan when I was a kid. Like I'm a 30, yeah. Like I'm a 37 year old man, and like I can totally like if I played Star Wars, I'd want to be Rey. So like I can get that.
So I'm guessing for you, your favorite original trilogy character is Luke, prequel Obi-Wan, and sequel Rey. Would that be a safe yeah. statement? To say
that's a safe statement to say.
All right, I'm gonna have to go with sequels, definitely Rey. Original trilogy is Leia, and then if you get to the prequel trilogy, and a lot of this is based not on I'm gonna sound like a really typical feminist probably when I say this, but honestly it's Padme.
That doesn't shock me.
I know it doesn't shock you, but like I feel like there's going to be people who are out there who will, like, be like, oh, you only like it because she's a female. No, like, her character is awesome.
Well, you know what? If,
oh, badass.
If they have a problem with that, then screw them. You're allowed,
obvious.
Yeah. I mean, you're allowed to like whoever you want to like. And me, okay, I watched the original trilogy, and as, like, a little boy, like, the little, like, blonde hair, like hazel-eyed boy identified with like the whiny blonde hair hazel-eyed Jedi. So like if I could do that as a little boy, then you could definitely identify with Padme and Leia and Rey. Like that's the point of
this,
like,
is why representation matters.
Yes.
And like moral of the story, next time you want to shit on the main hero of the sequel trilogy being a female Jedi, just think about how all of the little girls out there feel. They feel the exact same way you did when you looked up at that screen and saw Luke Skywalker or Anakin Skywalker. Maybe not so much in Revenge of the Sith, but
yeah, by Revenge of the Sith, it was definitely like, oh, okay, Obi-Wan's the one I want to look up to.
Yeah, but like, think about how awesome that made you feel to see your superheroes, your, you know, the heroes of the Star Wars movies. And in other media, how excited you are when a character looked like you.
Right. And I know, like, and the results of, like, representation come naturally. Like, you don't have to push that on anyone. And the reason I know that is because, like, I'm introducing my daughter to Star Wars, and I'm not, like, purposefully pushing like the women of Star Wars on her. Like I'm just like giving her the stories, and she is naturally gravitating towards like Rey and Leia and like Jyn and like Sabine from like Star Wars Rebels. Like that's just happening naturally. Like I'm not like quote unquote pushing an agenda, as like the Star Wars like haters would love to say. Like it's just happening. Like she sees like girls in Star Wars, and like she identifies with the girls in Star Wars.
Star Wars is finally opening up and realizing that their entire audience is not white men. They're realizing there's women, there's people of color. Like we're seeing things expanded on in regards to diversity within the films to a rather high degree. Granted, it could be higher. Don't get me wrong.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
If it was you. You sent me a picture. There was not a single, like, a picture of a good portion of the cast for Rise of Skywalker. And in that giant picture of, like, probably 10, 15 people, there wasn't what? A single?
There was not a single white person in the picture.
Single white person in the picture.
And that, I mean, like, that's, I feel like that's definitely come a long way, like even in like this, even in like the sequel trilogy, because like up until like for The Force Awakens, we had one person of color and two women. We got a third woman in The Rise of Sky. Well, no, two people of color, two like men of color, two women. Got a third woman in The Last Jedi. And then like for The Force Awakens, it looks like we're getting more. So like they're finally like they're going Rise in the right. Did I say The Force Awakens again?
You did.
Jeez. So like for The Rise of Skywalker, it looks like as far as like representation and diversity goes, like they're going even like more in the right direction.
But even in addition to gaining another woman in The Last Jedi, you also had Rose, who is like she's not white either.
Right.
So like when that role could have easily and normally in any I think in any other instance of the films probably would have been filled by a white woman.
In any other of the films, okay, in the '70s that definitely would have been like a white man.
To play Rose?
Yeah.
You think a white man?
In the '70s? Like guiding Finn in the 70s. in the '70s, like because like Finn is kind of like on his hero's journey, so like she's playing like the Obi-Wan part for Finn, except now she's not an old white man and she gets to live at the end of the story.
But I feel like if it's in the '70s and they went the woman route, that they would probably really
it would have been a white woman. Oh, it would have been they would have like amped up the romance.
It would have been a white woman and there would have been way more unnecessary romance.
Yes. Just like with Luke and Leia before they realized they were brother and sister. And plus in the 70s, I think Finn would have 100% been white.
Oh, that's not even, like, there's not even a slimmer of doubt that he would. Yeah.
So they're doing it right now. They're going in the right. Many people get to watch like Star Wars now and see themselves represented on screen, and that's a good thing. And shocker, I still enjoy it.
Speaking of representation, according to J.J. Abrams, there's also going to be some form of representation for the LGBTQ in Rise of Skywalker as well.
He said that before. I'll believe it when I see it.
Exactly. So, still, this is kind of a case in point. Still a ways to go.
Yeah. Like, I want to see, like, actual representation for the LGBTQ community, because like I mean if you read like for Solo, like if you read interviews for Solo, like Lando was like representation for like the pan community, but you only know that if you read the interviews. You don't see it like in the movie.
And the best thing is like Donald Glover was all for it. Like he fully embraced that when he was acting.
That's kind of like, I mean, it's kind of, it, to me, that's kind of like, that's J.K. Rowling saying Dumbledore is gay, like, years after the books were over, and he couldn't, like...
And then basically taking it back.
When, like, more movies come out, and you could actually, like, represent that on screen. Yeah, that's, I don't know if there's a term for that. Like, I call it representation after the fact, which is, like, bullshit.
I also find it to kind of just be like queer baiting.
Yes.
It's a more evolved, it's a more complex version of it, so to speak.
Right.
But in a way, it's still its own version of queer baiting.
Right. Well, because like, okay, for like queer baiting, that's when you kind of like tease it before the story comes out and then like you don't follow through on it, right?
So, yeah, a big example of queer baiting that I can think of is just in Star Wars alone. So I don't know necessarily if I would have considered queer baiting, but I've seen the argument for why people consider it queer baiting. Finn and Poe.
Okay.
And it was actually discussing a romantic relationship between Finn and Poe, which led who J.J. Abrams talking about representation for the LGBTQ community. So that's what prompted it. So like it's a well-known thing that a lot of people apparently see, they ship it, and because it's one of those things where everybody, like the writers and the actors, so to speak, all kind of like are aware of it and like play it up a little bit.
Right.
And like,
if it were just a ship and they didn't address it, would you consider
America is another example.
Okay. So like if it were just a ship and like the actors and like writers never address it, would you consider that queer baiting, or would that just be like,
I personally don't, but there, yes, supposedly there are people who think that way.
Okay. Okay.
I don't really get into the whole shipping thing.
For Solo, like they teased like Lando being panned before the movie premiered. So like that would like be queer baiting for sure. Then,
yes.
Right? Okay.
And then they like never act on it. Like, and, like you never actually see it.
And if JJ doesn't follow through on his comments, like that's definitely queer baiting then.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Good to know. I didn't expect to learn something on this podcast. Is it time for another trivia question?
Let's do a trivia question.
Okay.
To break it up after that.
We got to go light after we went really heavy.
We did. Pick a trilogy.
Original.
1 through 9.
8.
You already picked 7 off air.
Okay, 8.
How much did Jabba the Hutt pay for Chewbacca?
Oh. $10,000 credits.
Wow, you really lowballed Chewbacca.
I don't remember this at all.
35,000 credits.
35. I would not make it in like an actual official Star Wars trivia. Okay, give me another original trilogy. No, wait, let's go prequel. Prequel.
All right, 10 through 18.
10.
You cannot pick 15.
Okay.
10. Name three main characters who hail from Naboo.
Padme, Palpatine, Jar Jar Binks.
Correct.
All right.
That was easy.
All right, let's give me one more, and then we'll go back to the discussion. Give me another sequel.
Another sequel?
Yeah.
All right. 19 through 27.
19.
How many planets did Starkiller Base wipe out?
Oh, man. It wiped out the system, but I don't remember them ever saying how many. So I'm going to take a total guess, and I'm going to say 7.
5.
Okay. I wasn't too far off. I thought you would come back with a crazy answer and be like 30.
God, if they killed 30, they would have a lot of issues.
They would.
Galaxy would be effed up.
All right, so what do you want to talk about next for this movie?
Let's talk about what you want out of Palpatine.
I just want a reasonable explanation for why he is alive. Everyone seems to be like preoccupied with how he survived being thrown down that energy shaft, but I think that like they can come up with a pretty easy answer to that one. I think they kind of like even teased it in the Snoke Age of Resistance comic when they showed him like throwing Kylo off like that cliff and Kylo using the Force to like cushion his fall. Like, I have no problem with him surviving being thrown down that energy shaft. I want a reasonable explanation on why he survived the Death Star blowing up. Like, everyone seems to like ignore that part.
Yeah, everybody's too preoccupied on the shaft. But I'm
and I want it to be something better than like what they went with Maul in the Clone Wars series, where they were just like, well, he got really angry and that's how he survived. Like, it needs to be I don't need like a whole complicated answer, but don't give me a cop out. So that's what I want out of Palpatine. What about you?
No clones.
No clone. Oh, definitely no clone. That is my least favorite part of the of Star Wars Legends was clone Luke, clone Palpatine. Like that I would consider that a cop out as well.
I just to the point where George Lucas had to even come out and say the clones was too much. Like too much. Like if that's ultimately what they're going to. I take great issue with it.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely no clones. And I want Palpatine to actually be in the movie. Like,
you don't.
I don't want, like, I think, like, when we first saw the trailer, I kind of, like, we threw out the idea that, like, maybe he was possessing an object or, like, maybe it was just like one of those like messenger droids like they had in the Battlefront game. But like, I want him to actually be in the movie. I just don't want to see, I don't want to just hear like a disembodied voice of Palpatine. I want him to actually be in the movie. And I don't, what was that?
Sorry.
I don't want it. And I don't want it to be like possession either. Like I want his physical body to be in the movie.
100% agreed. I don't. I guess the only way that I would be okay with him not being, so to speak, in the movie is if it was like flashback, like like that. I don't know how I would make it work, like. Similar along those lines, like, but I don't think you can possessing an object or be as cheap as that. But if you're gonna bring them back, you better have a damn good explanation.
That's the only thing. That's the only. Okay, so like nothing is gonna be a deal breaker for this for me. Like nothing's gonna make me walk out of the theater, and certainly nothing's going to make me like. Base my entire like social media existence around hating like this movie, but not getting a good explanation for why he's back is probably the only thing that can really truly like disappoint me. Like everything else, like I'm completely open minded about, but like we need a good explanation on why he's back, and hopefully, like preferably I would like it to be done in a way that doesn't completely like cancel out Vader's sacrifice in Return of the Jedi. Give me those two things and I'll be happy.
That's another really touchy thing that they gotta be careful with. One thing I'm excited to that will be finally made known with the movie's release is if Matt Smith is actually in it or not.
That is such a weird thing that like, I'm almost positive we got like an official casting announcement for Matt Smith. And then it's like, they tried to put that genie back in the bottle. And like, it's like to the point where like, it's kind of, what's that like? Oh, you know, like Mandela syndrome where like, there's just like an entire like a bunch of people like in the world who insist that like Nelson Mandela died in the 1990s and like they remember him dying, but it didn't happen. But like we collectively remember it. It's like we collectively remember Matt Smith being cast in this movie, and then like all of a sudden like we doubt that. Like we're not sure if he's in it or not.
Bernstein's.
Yes, exactly. Like. God, that book was called The Berenstain Bears. I read all
of it. It was The Berenstain Bears.
I watched
the show and the movie.
I read the books. I watched all the cartoons. It was don't tell me it was The Berenstain Bears. It was The Berenstain Bears. Matt Smith is in this like damn Bear movie. He was cast.
Matt Smith. It's frustrating. So we finally have answers, Casey. That will be one thing I will text you immediately.
The only thing, yes, let me know if he's in the movie. Don't tell me,
How or
yeah,
why?
don't tell me how or why. Just let me know if Matt Smith is in this movie. The only thing I want to know, the only thing I don't care if I'm spoiled on or not, I want to know if there's Force ghosts in the movie. That's like
Probably that as well.
that, yeah, that's really the only thing I want to know beforehand. Like, I can't wait to like get the answer. Like, tell me as soon as you know. Okay, so here is my last question for the evening.
Shoot.
Okay, so on the side of the good guys, do you think anyone dies, or do you think they all make it out of this movie like they did in Return of the Jedi?
I think we're gonna get a Return of the Jedi ending. I
The
think all three of our heroes make it out. If anybody dies,
we riot.
no, we do not.
Okay.
If anyone dies, I was thinking about who I personally think it would be.
The only
And my thought would be Poe.
Poe. I don't
Or
think
Finn. It's really a toss-up between those two.
anyone in the trio dies. The only one I think is going to die will probably be Leia.
That'll hurt me the most.
Yeah, that will hurt me the most too, but I think that she does. Outside of her, I think like all of like the good ones, all the good people, all the resistance survives. On the bad guy side, I'm
Hux is
sure
gone.
Hux is gone.
He axed relatively early and probably by Kylo Ren.
Palpatine is gone. Kylo Ren is, I think they're all done.
The
Oh,
only one I
I
see
just
surviving
thought.
would be Kylo Ren, but that's because he's redeemed somehow.
I just thought of something. Oh God. Richard Wright's. Okay, so we talked about like J.J. Abrams saying that there's going to be like LGBTQ representation in the movie.
Yes.
And like Star Wars is definitely like sometimes they're like really on the nose with their character names. Like the bad guy in Revenge of the Sith was General Grievous.
Sure.
The drug dealer in that bar scene in Attack of the Clones was named Sleazebago.
Oh God, that's
What?
so
Oh my
awful.
God, what if the oh my God, the LGBTQ character
The
in the
droid.
No, it's a First Order character. It's Richard Wright's character whose name is Allegiant General Pride.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Oh God. That is so peak Star Wars that.
That is 100% peak Star Wars. And like I'm like cool with it, but like oh my God, it's so obvious. Like we're wondering like if there's going to be a gay character in Star Wars, and like for months like they gave us a character named General Pride.
I'm just shocked that it's a, to be honest, if this is the case, if it ends up being General Pride, if it's that he's on the First Order side, like that to me surprises me.
I am kind of pissed that it's taken me till the release week of this movie for me to like make this connection. He survives.
I swear to God, if they haplessly kill off the only representation of the LG, like official representation of the LGBT community for no reason, I will be pissed.
Okay.
Then I will rock.
Oh man. Okay, so he's a First Order character, so like he's free game to be killed. We have to acknowledge that. He needs to like make it to the end of the movie at least. Like he can't like show up for 5 minutes and then like just be killed. Like that would That would be bullshit.
Maybe he sacrifices himself, like, blows up something massive.
Maybe he's, like... Maybe he'll get, like, a hero's death. Like, maybe he can be the... Maybe he can be the mole for the resistance. Like...
The first person that Rey ends up training when she takes over and creates the new order of Skywalkers.
Okay. Man. I don't know what else to talk about now.
I don't know either. That kind of blew my mind.
I'm really pissed that it's taken me this long to figure that out. It was right there the whole time. Like, as soon as, like, I think it was, like, in the Esquire magazine article that came out months ago. It was right there in front of our faces. All right. Let's end this with three more trivia questions.
All right.
This is fun. We need to do trivia questions more often.
We do. I enjoy it. Trilogy.
Prequel.
10 through 18.
You pick.
Oh, okay. How many laps are in the Boonta Eve Classic?
Three.
Correct.
All right. Original. And you pick.
In the very early scripts, what was the original name of Luke Skywalker?
Luke Starkiller.
No.
What?
Anakin Starkiller.
His first name was Anakin in the original script. I did not know that. I knew it was Starkiller. I always assumed it was Luke.
Nope, Anakin.
Okay.
Spelled even differently than we know it's spelled.
How was it?
Anakin.
Oh, that doesn't hit the eyes very well, does it?
No, it does not.
All right, sequel trilogy.
Anakin. It's literally
Anakin. Are you an Anakin or an Anakant?
Oh my god. All right, I guess sequels, I'll pick.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to give you two because I can't pick between them.
Okay, they're so good you can't pick them? You can't pick between them? Okay.
Can't. Okay. The first one. And in which star system?
Wait, what was the question?
And in which star system?
That's just it? Like, wait, I think I missed...
That's the question.
I don't understand the question.
I'll let you know what movie it's from, if that maybe helps. The Force Awakens.
And
my assumption.
The question is just, and in which star system?
Yes.
I don't know, because I don't understand what they're asking there.
The answer is Hosnian system.
Okay. That was weird. That's a weird question.
Yeah, I don't know. That's why I wanted to ask, because I didn't understand it, and I tend to think you're the smarter of the two of us.
Give yourself some credit. You're way smarter than me.
That's a lie. Okay, who stole the Millennium Falcon from whom?
Okay, Unkar Plutt stole it from Unkar Plutt stole it from the Irving boys, who stole it from Duquesne.
Keep going.
There's more? Okay.
So far, so good.
Okay, Unkar Plutt stole it from the Irving boys, who stole it from Duquesne, who stole it from... I don't remember from there.
Okay, so we're going to start from Han Solo's
okay.
possession. So Duquesne stole it from Han Solo. The Irving boys stole it from Duquesne. Unkar Plutt stole it from the Irving boys. Rey from Unkar Plutt.
Oh, they counted Rey? Okay.
They did.
And then you tell them Han Solo stole it back for good.
Yes.
Were there no questions for Rogue One or Solo?
No, these were just the specifically Skywalker saga only.
Okay. All right.
Which is upsetting because that would have been fun. But yeah, just the saga.
All right. So you got anything else for this one? All right.
I don't think so.
All right. I am good too. Everyone, thank you for listening. You can follow me on Twitter at Darth Hockey. Krista, where can people follow you?
I'm also on Twitter at Critter, KRI, 3 T's, E, 3 R's.
All right. And you can follow the podcast at Six Giggles Pod. Check us out on iTunes, Google Play, and Spreaker.com. Thanks for listening. Bye.